Simple.
The happiest of hump days, Mr. Joyner.
It's Wednesday?
Yeah, man.
Jay Anthony Brown.
What is going on, Simulula? Later,
Brown,
baby.
Mr. Brown.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Hump day,
really?
Yes,
really?
Let's make it over this hump here, fellas.
You know we're getting back on the bus next week.
Next week, you hit the road.
We hit the road
time
again.
To wrench out a few things.
Two par.
And you flip.
No, yes. Front to back, flip. There you go.
That's how it goes. Front to back, flip.
Five days. We start in New Haven, Connecticut.
Yep.
Then New York City.
Yep. New York City.
Yes, sir.
Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think the president will stop by and say howdy?
Or if we go up to the front gate.
We're going to push you over the fence and we'll let you ring the door.
Let me run. go.
Go ahead, sis. You got it.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what we got here starting off. Let's go to Baltimore. Good news. Mm-hmm. Prince is going to do a free Mother's Day concert.
Yes.
In Baltimore.
Yeah. Isn't that great? He announced that he's going to be doing a concert for peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
a concert for peace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Prince.
And it's scheduled for Sunday at 5 o'clock.
Good.
At the Royal Farms Arena.
Yeah.
Is that Uptown Funk player?
And tickets go on sale today at 5 p.m.
Well, I thought you said it was free.
It is, but I guess they're going to
make a little money, huh?
Well, it originally, what I heard was a free concert, but it is a concert for peace. So
it's a concert for peace.
It's a concert for
peace. And tickets go on sale.
Tickets go on sale at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And this is really interesting. Concert attendees are being asked to wear something gray.
Why?
Is he colorblind, too?
What is gray?
Maybe gray is halfway between black and white, or is it Freddie Gray?
Okay, that makes sense.
Nice, Prince. Very nice, man.
All right.
Is that Uptown Funk, so?
Man, that pressure is something. Bruno Mars.
He's putting it on him, man.
He was probably going to Baltimore all along, and it just so happened.
I don't think so. I think it's that Uptown Funk player.
I think some fire has been put under him.
Yeah. Because you hear Uptown Funk everywhere, man.
Every day,
right.
Still, yes.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
All right, good for you, Prince.
Yeah.
I think it is good, too. Good for him.
Did he do a song?
Yeah.
I heard he did a song for the Freddie Gray protesters.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like the fight song that he did?
I hope not.
Oh. I hope not either, man.
You remember that?
The Minnesota fight song?
Oh. The Minnesota Vikings fight song.
And I don't think they won a game since.
No,
then.
Man.
Yeah, okay. Well, good for Friend.
I think that's great.
I think that's great.
So 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon, maybe we'll get over there to Baltimore on Sunday afternoon and see
Prince,
concert.
Huh? Uh-huh, and then get on up to New Haven.
Up to New Haven.
Maybe you should call him and ask him for some tickets. Never mind.
So will it be a rematch between Floyd Mayweather and Pacquiao?
I think so.
Floyd Mayweather says he would give Pacquiao a rematch. Would you want to see it?
Yes, I would. I definitely want to see it.
Why?
I don't know. I just saw this one. Yeah. I want to see somebody beat him, and I don't want to miss it. So I would buy the fight.
Because there's always the possibility.
There's always a possibility that he might lose. So, yeah, I would definitely buy it. Yeah.
You would definitely buy it?
Yeah, I would buy it.
If there was a rematch, mm-hmm. and you paid the
you
same?
You wouldn't, Sybil?
No, I'm pretty much done.
You done?
I'm done.
A lot of people say they're done. They're not going to watch another Pacquiao or Mayweather fight.
I think most people are like Sybil.
Sybil, yeah.
You know, you fooled me once.
Shame on.
I've been married 3 times, so hey.
Hey, okay. There's been a lot of fooling.
Fool me once don't go good.
That don't work so much.
Okay. All right.
Would you?
Of course,
yeah,
I would.
Yeah,
I'd buy any kind of fight, you know. I'm a fight fan.
Right.
But this is beyond, you know, the boxing. This is beyond boxing. So you would do that, huh?
Yeah, I'd definitely be there. I would definitely watch it.
Would you pay the kind of money that people are paying?
Okay.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a class action suit against Manny Pacquiao and his promoter, Bob Arum, from the fans and gamblers, saying that Pacquiao didn't bring what he promised, and that is a fight. And he didn't disclose that he had the problem with the shoulder.
That he had the rotator cuff.
And people lost money. Gamblers lost money. People who paid for the fight to see it live, people who paid pay-per-view, lost their money because Pacquiao, that's what they claim in the lawsuit.
That's what they're suing.
Yeah, they're suing
Pacquiao. Not Jamie.
Well, there's that, but also $5 million.
That doesn't seem like a lot from what they got out of the fight, right?
No. Yeah, $5 million, why?
So you think maybe they would just pay that so it go away because they still have a lot left?
Well, they should have that just into walking around money.
Yeah, they should.
For the kind of money they made.
And they're not suing Jamie.
So Jamie was on Ellen yesterday explaining himself. You saw it, Sib.
And
he would, no, wait a minute. There hasn't been a man on Jamie in a while, please. You need to clear that up.
What did I say? On Ellen.
On Ellen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, Jamie Foxx was on Ellen.
There hasn't been a man on Ellen in a while either, man.
Wow.
Good one, player. Good one. I see how you set it up, too. Nice setup.
Okay.
No look. Playoff time.
Playoff time. He was on Ellen.
He was on Ellen.
And he explained himself, and what did he say, Sip?
He said his ears fell out.
What does that mean? You mean?
So the ear, when people have those inner ear pieces or packs, as they call them, he said they fell out of his ears just before he was supposed to sing.
My ears fell out.
And so he had to listen to the organ through the speakers of the stadium in order to get up to speed with where the music was. And so that was the reason for it. And he said, and you know, black folks with the national anthem, we try to, well, for lack of a better word, jazz it up. Oh. And we religion it up. And so that's what he, whoa, whoa, and then the hallelujah.
He upped it all right, but it's not the word jazz that goes in front of that.
Yeah, not the word.
Oh, say can we not hear Jamie sing that song again?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But bless his heart, that is a hard song to sing. That's the hardest song in the world. One of the hardest.
So that's what
he wants an opportunity to do it again. He says he wants to redeem himself.
Yeah, the cake. Invite him to the cake.
That would be a great idea. Yeah.
Invite him to the cake.
Come on.
Come on into the cake.
Come to the cake, Jamie.
If he can't hit those notes at 10 o'clock at night, he sure can't hit those notes at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, his ears won't fall out in the cake. That's what it is.
That's what it is. It wasn't, it was the ears that fell out.
Yes.
My ears that fell out.
You wish yours had fallen out, too.
Man.
Jamie, you know we love you, man. Yeah, we love you.
We do, man. But this is hard to let go, man.
It's
hard to let go, Jamie. Come on, man. You can't be upset with, you know how it is, getting gifts from the comedy gods. You don't block your blessings.
We can't let this go.
No,
man.
We can't. We can't let it go. So, Jamie.
We still love you.
We still love you. Yeah. We still love you. Don't get mad at me.
But come to the cake.
Because you got to get mad at everybody.
Let it go, Django. All right.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. What do you say? Black people
want to jazz it up.
Want to jazz it up.
You know, just kind of.
No. Not all the time. No.
Yeah. Well, next time, just do the Negro National Anthem.
Next time, Negro, do the Negro National Anthem.